What's poppin', internet? Welcome back to another episode of the Synced Up Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Timothy DeRoe, and joining me this week is your boy, Michael Clare. What's up, Mike? How you doing?
I'm going nonverbal this podcast.
You're going nonverbal this podcast? Why is that?
I'm kidding. Hello. Hello.
I need you to say something because I was taking a bite.
Have we started? Yes.
Yeah. What's up? Kylie in the background? What's she need?
What's she need?
What's she need?
She waved me off.
Oh, okay.
She's got more important things.
I didn't know it was like that, bro. I'm sorry.
That's all right. It's like that.
I didn't know it was like that, bro.
It's all right. We're healing.
Yeah, we are healing. Today, we're going to talk about the Deadpool trailer. We're going to recap the Nintendo Indie World. We're going to talk about Shadow the Hedgehog.
Okay.
Fallout.
Okay.
Some emulator stuff. You know how it goes.
Yeah.
You know the drill. You know the drill, Mike.
I've been here before.
Let's get it started off with the hot topic.
What's the hot topic?
From today, the Deadpool trailer. Dropped today. Did you watch
it? You already watch it?
Yeah, I watched it. Wait. Okay, sorry. It looked like it opened the same way that the Wolverine game did, and I thought I was on the Wolverine game trailer.
It does look very similar. I mean, it is like the classic place to start any Wolverine adventure is him in a bar.
So what'd you think of this?
I don't know. This is either going to be like 10 out of 10 or 2 out of 10. And I don't. No clue yet.
I'm not, dude. I gathered nothing from this trailer personally. Like it looks.
I think I'm just lost as a whole on like where we're at in the MCU.
Yeah,
and not because I haven't watched anything.
It's because of where we're at in the MCU. Yeah, I know 100%. It doesn't really make any sense. But it like this doesn't really show anything of the story or nothing.
Yeah, no. Like there's some TVA shenanigans, some multiverse shenanigans.
TVA stuff, multiverse stuff, looks like Doctor Strange at one point with the portal. You get him like acknowledging Kevin Feige and fun stuff like that. That's fun.
I'm hoping the humor's good.
The Ant-Man helmet.
I love Hugh Jackman, so that's what I'm here for.
You show that it's the Hugh Jackman from Logan.
Mm-hmm. Like that's all I'm here for.
Yeah. I mean, it'll be good, right?
Oh, yeah. Right? Like, it'll be good. Like, in the same way that Deadpool 1 and Deadpool 2 were good, they weren't, like, the most amazing films ever, but they were good.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's Hugh Jackman. Like, it's just, it has to be just better. Now, apparently that person is Professor X's sister, but, like, in some weird ways. Like,
does it look like she was, like, controlling his hands at one point?
Like, she's Professor X level power. Some Mad Max references here.
Like right here, yeah. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Like doing different things there to like mess with his hands.
And then they're in Ant-Man's skull.
Yeah.
Which is pretty interesting.
And then they jump through this portal. People were theorizing, what if they pop out at the end game battle?
Yeah. And they were just there the whole time.
I think that would be pretty funny. Like personally. I think that'd be hilarious actually.
Yeah, I'm here for it. I'm curious to see what they do.
Yeah.
But my expectations are not high. Like
mine either, but I think that's because the MCU has some clawing back to do.
Yeah.
Not necessarily at all from this trailer, per se.
No, I'm with you. We're on the same page here.
100%. Moving on. Nintendo Indie World happened this week. Did you watch this at all?
No.
You don't be gaming no more, you know?
Well, I wouldn't watch an indie. I'm not big on indie worlds anyways.
True. They shut off. I appreciate Nintendo for putting the chapters in here so we could just go through.
Oh, God bless. Big City, bro.
Little Kitty Big City. This is a Noah-ass game right here. If Noah don't play this, I'll be shook.
It's Little Kitty, bro.
Little Kitty Big City. Doesn't look bad. Yars Rising, which is apparently like a old Atari game remade as a Metroidvania. Didn't know that. Like an arcade game called like Yars Revenge from like the 80s.
Okay, sure.
Learned that on the Min-Max podcast.
Cool.
Just looks like a weird Metroidvania. I don't know. This looks kind of cool, actually. This refined self personality test game. It looks like super stylized, like interesting. It was right up Spencer's alley, and honestly, I might actually play this.
I like this stylistically.
Like style wise, intriguing enough that I was like, oh, like yeah, you play as like an android who's becoming a type of person, and you make different choices to see what kind of person you are.
Okay. What's
called like the personality test game or something. I don't know. Then you got Sticky Business. You just make stickers.
Yeah, I'm good.
Kylie game. Anton Blast. It's just Pizza Tower.
Yeah, Noah, I was gonna say this is the one that looked like Pizza Tower.
Yeah, Noah said he was looking forward to this. That's because he likes Pizza Tower. Mm-hmm. Valley Peaks. It looked like a VR game, but it ain't a VR game. It's just this weird like indie game with like a super interesting style here. You're just climbing a mountain.
Yeah, just exploration indie game.
Yeah, he's climbing a mountain. Lorelei and the Laser Eyes looks like Resident Evil, like an old school one, but like really interesting in terms of like what's going on, and I don't know the art style and whatnot. Europa looks cool. Look like an exploration game, like Rime or you know, like Tears of the Kingdom kind of thing.
Yeah, it's giving Tears of the Kingdom.
If you show him running around here, but it's like all exploration. You're not really fucking with stuff. Just like puzzles, mm-hmm. The Pathless, that type of thing. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, one of those.
No, this actually looked cool.
Marvel's Ultimate Alliance, but with TMNT.
But it's also roguelite?
Yeah.
No, I'm cool with that.
This looked kind of tight.
And you can play with your homies?
Yep. Cat's Quest 3. People love the Cat Quest games. I still haven't played a single one. They're on phones.
Yeah.
They got really good reviews, but I've never got around to it. Stitch, this one actually looked cool. It's one of those like puzzle games. It's from this like couple who just really like embroidery. So they made this puzzle game. So like the idea is like if there's a number see how he gets to fill it in with like a 3, and this one has to be 2, this one has to be 3, this one has to be 5, and you pick like where you want to stitch it to like complete the puzzle. And they get like hard.
Okay. I
mean, so like it's like Sudoku type. Like this top 10 has to like when you fill in where that 10 is, it has to be 10 full filled in squares. And then where there's 2 has to be 2 full filled in squares. And then the 8 has to be 8 of them. But you can't like overlap and you can't like get in the way. It's you know, you just got to watch it.
You lost me.
Bizzit is coming to Switch.
Oh, Bizzit.
Yeah, the classic. I actually want to play this. It actually looks cool. It was cool. It looked cool enough that I might get it on the thing. This game is dope. The little game where you jump through shadows.
A shadow game.
Animal Well. People love Animal Well. Mm-hmm. Duck Detective.
Oh, classic.
Another Crab's Treasure, the Dark Souls crab game. It's coming to Game Pass soon, so I'll be playing it there.
Cool.
Then the new SteamWorld game was announced, but it was SteamWorld Heist 2, which was tragic. Like rough. It's like a turn-based type one. It's my least favorite of the SteamWorld games, which sucks. And that was all.
Okay.
Bada bing, bada boom. How does that make you feel?
Soaked.
Yeah?
Yeah, honestly.
Legit?
Just is doing it for me. I don't know. The Ninja Turtle game only makes me want to play Hades 2. And I think I've discovered that's where I'm at in life.
It's a while till you're going to get there, fam.
I know. But you should know. You've been there.
Yeah, no, I've been there.
That's your Silk Song, brother.
I know the drill. I mean, but I'm going to be playing other stuff till Silk Song.
Big fan, then.
I'm upset Silk Song wasn't there for show, you know?
Yeah, they've been doing you dirty.
They have been. 100,000,000%.
Communication's key, bro. I don't know how they're not.
I agree. Well, I don't say anything. 1,000%. Moving on. Oh, shit. Gotta wear my glasses. Get a little fog on them. Keanu Reeves is playing Shadow the Hedgehog. How does that make you feel?
Seems fine.
Is that perfect or what?
Keanu. Sonic.
I feel like it's perfect.
Sonic, we gotta go stop Eggman. He's got the Chaos Emeralds.
Just imagine the theater going stupid when Shadow the Hedgehog shoots that lady. But it's Keanu Reeves. You know?
She deserved to die.
Yeah. And it's Keanu Reeves and he blasts that lady in the face.
I mean, it kind of fits. I feel like they've got the roles kind of locked down pretty easy. Ben Schwartz, Sonic.
Yeah.
Idris is Knuckles. Like, I couldn't tell you who plays Tails off the top of my head.
I'm pretty sure it's the no, it's not. I don't know. Couldn't tell you.
But I think they got a good cast there.
Yeah. I concur.
And I'm in. These movies are pretty fun, so.
Yeah, they're good. And then more cinema, I guess, news. Fallout's getting a season 2, got greenlit after their season 1 got gassed up like an average 9.
The people are loving Fallout.
The streets love it. Speaking of, I watched the first episode today. It's pretty good. Yeah. It's actually quite good. Yeah. I'm not going to hold you.
I learned a Fallout thing that I didn't know.
What was that?
Each of the vaults is a different experiment.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Yeah, the, you learn that in, like, the games. They do, like, different... They're like, they do different, like, oh, like, one of them was like, oh, let's have there be a king and see if they last. Let's have one of them clone all these people and see what happens. Let's have these be, like, do a bunch of incest shit. Like, it's all random stuff like that to see how far they can take it. Divergent style, if you read deep into the Divergent books.
Yeah, I mean, makes sense. I just didn't know that. I was like, oh, man.
Yeah.
I almost clicked on a video that was, like, every vault explained. Yeah. Every experiment in each vault.
It's fun. You'd actually just enjoy the show even if you don't like Fallout.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure I will. If it's a good show, that's all that matters.
Yeah. That's it for the news, though.
Pretty dull week.
Yeah, we're coming up. We're in that period where, like, we're in between the early year and the summer when things start getting announced. Because, like, you got Summer Games Fest and shit coming up. But that's, like, a month of some change till that. So, things aren't really popping off right now.
No.
Not really at all. But... I guess one news thing you've been playing, mixed thing that happened this week was the emulators got greenlit to be able to be on Apple.
True.
The Delta emulator is on the App Store. And before the Android boys get in here, you know, it's just a lot easier. Oh, shit, my shit's blasting. Sorry, I gotta save my game. I gotta save my game real quick. I'm in the middle of a... Sorry, I was gonna show the screen. Shit. Fuck. Okay, here we go.
Bro's breaking it, bro.
I'm breaking it. It's just a lot easier to do on the iPhone now. Like, it takes nothing at all. You don't have to do anything crazy like sideloading or jailbreaking or anything. So it's just really nice. You don't have to do any alternate stores, and you can come in here and get, like, any game you want. I've been playing Radical Red pretty heavily.
Mm-hmm.
And then other, like, random stuff like Picross and stuff. But mainly Radical Red is what I've been playing. Like, I'm in this... Got my little Game Boy thing.
Yeah, that's cool.
I'm in a cave right now. Radical Red itself is actually pretty good.
No, it's a good game.
That's just fucking hard.
It is.
But get my ass whooped.
It's like what people want when they say, oh, I want Pokemon to be harder. Like,
yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice because it's not all super easy just using one move over and over and over and over and over again.
Yeah, you can't just
spin. And there's, like, other quality of life things, too. There's, like, an infinite repel you can just turn on if you want. There's a thing. You get to heal and get your PP for your moves all the way up. 6 times while you're out and about. You don't have to go all the way back to a thing. You use this thing called a Poke Vial.
Yeah, can you access your box from, like, anywhere?
I'm not sure. I haven't tried to do that.
I think that's a feature.
Yeah. So you can use items. You just can't use items during gym leader battles is what I was... When we were talking
so in
the other
wild,
day.
Wild, you could, like, still...
I can potion up. I can do all that stuff.
But in gym leader battles, no items.
Yeah, in gym leader battles, no items. And there was, like, when you go into a gym, they're like, oh, here's the rules for this specific boss. And so, like, they have different things. But it's been fun. I beat Brock. Having a great time. I'm in the middle of the cave, Cerulean Cave or whatever.
Yeah, or Mount Moon.
Yeah, Mount Moon. That's where I'm at right now. She's slapping. Unequivocally.
I'm glad there's a good Pokemon game out there for you.
Yeah. I'm enjoying that. And then I played a bunch of other random stuff just on that emulator. And it's really cool to get. It's real easy to do. And you don't have to worry about getting all kinds of crazy viruses or nothing, which is nice. Which is nice and fun. I've been the default. People have been handing me their phones to be like, put it on there. I'm like, get that up and running for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
I saw something that was like, they're not going to be any more emulators added, though.
No. Because, like, a lot of them are stolen code and shit, so...
Yeah, like they can't do the GameCube emulator or anything like that.
Mm-mm.
So,
no,
like what Delta you got right now is probably what you're gonna have for a while.
Yep. But Delta's supposed to add like GameCube and PS1, so
eventually.
That is nice. And that's it for news and shit. That's not for stuff you've been playing and watching. What you've been watching? Anything?
You know what I've been up to, bro. I've been grinding.
Grinding what? Watching Rainbow Six Siege content?
I feel like you should rephrase. Did you just pull a double cheese out of your pocket, bro?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Show me. Hold up. Show the camera. That's an onion. That's a lettuce. You got a McChicken? Oh. I see what's up.
Yes, sir.
Damn, bro. I see Douglas food wasn't filling enough for you.
Something, you know.
Oh, okay. Little dessert.
Yeah.
I'm trying to distract from me not doing anything. I played one round of RoboQuest.
Mm-hmm.
And almost beat the game.
Yep.
That might be it.
You don't do anything anymore, dude.
No.
He's a boomer, bro. He just watches Twitch.
Yeah, I've been watching some Jinxie. Really, it was a lot of... We played a lot of Dragon Ball this week. We went three times.
We did.
So there's three tournaments.
Did we go all three times?
Yeah. We went Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday.
Fuck, we did, yeah.
Yeah, no, it was
a very
card-heavy week.
It was a good week.
Yeah, worked an extra day as well, so...
Yep.
Got in at OT. I don't know, I've just been busy. I feel like I watched something. Oh, I watched some Dragon Ball. That was it.
Damn.
I'm gonna get grinding. I'm feeling it coming back.
He ain't up with the times.
Honestly, today I just sat outside for an hour and a half and enjoyed the sun.
It is a good weather out there.
No, it was so nice today.
Yeah.
It's immaculate. I got home and I wanted to take a nap, but I was like, no.
Yeah.
We're gonna go see the sun.
Understood.
That's such a good choice.
Switch up a little bit.
On the charger.
Yeah. Like, I've been reading physical. That's been weird.
Yeah, you're a freaking nerd.
That's good stuff, man.
You're a freaking little nerd.
I am. But I have been watching and doing some things, unlike somebody. Unlike my co-host.
I'm sorry that you have an unending desire to constantly consume new media.
What's the problem, bro?
I didn't say it was a problem.
I watched...
Go ahead, start listening.
The first episode of Fallout, which I already talked about. Mm. Then I went to theaters this week and watched Interstellar, which was great. Because they brought it back. IMAX is not till November, which I'm probably going to go back and do.
You're crazy.
It was just like it was just a Christopher Nolan partnering with Regal thing. And they're doing a good chunk of his movies, but Interstellar was one of them. And Alan A. had never seen it. And I was like, bro, watching Interstellar in theaters is an immaculate fucking time. So, you know, go do this.
Yeah, so no, that's a good one.
Yeah. So that we did that. And then, yeah, playing a lot of RoboQuest. Played about 10, 15 hours of RoboQuest. It's really enjoyable. I think I'm good on it now. Like, I don't feel like grinding out. Like,
well, yeah, I feel like once you beat it.
Because I rolled credits on it the other day. And I was like, do I want to grind out this? I don't think so.
Nah.
I don't know why I took a bite. That was a critical error.
Rookie mistake.
Yeah.
I will say, I did watch you play RoboQuest for like 5 hours.
That was a good day.
Yeah, no, I was just chilling.
Yeah, we was vibing. We was vibing out. Then we started up our Minecraft playthrough. Got the realm going.
I might hop on.
It's been good. We've been cooking on that. I added everyone back as members to the realm if anyone wants to join. It's in there.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
We've been cooking. And then I played the finals, bro.
Again? Haven't you already played that?
Yeah, we played it during the beta, me and Chance, and fucking hated it. Did not enjoy it.
And where do we stand now?
And then last night, Austin was going to come over and ended up not coming over. And he's like, hey, how about I get on my Xbox? I'll set the Xbox up. We could play the Xbox. And we were listing the games that he had because he doesn't have super fast internet to download anything huge.
Yeah.
He's like, I got the finals. And I was like, I didn't really like that, but that's the thing I could download the quickest that I could play. So I downloaded it, and then Chance hopped on. And I was like, hey, you want to play this? He's like, sure, fuck it. And so we all three hopped on, and that shit was an excellent time. It actually was so fun, dude. That game's great.
Oh, Austin from my work, was also telling me how great the finals was. And I was like, oh.
It's so fun. It's like 3v3, v3v3.
Yeah.
They also have a 5v5 mode. That shit was so fun. The cosmetics are insane. But I'm definitely going to play more.
Like expensive insane? Or
no, as in like cool insane, yeah. I don't know about expensive. I didn't even look. I was like, I can't do this to myself.
No.
But like they're just crazy looking.
Maybe I need to download. I don't know.
It's free. It's only 20 gigs. You should download.
Because if it's three players, that's easy.
Yeah, it's just 3v3, v3v3, and then a 5v5 mode. But I'm definitely gonna play more. Austin bought the battle pass last night. I might play some here in a bit if he wants. Dang. But so played that, and then that's all.
Cool.
Yeah, it's gonna be a short up.
Chill week.
Yeah, I know it's gonna be a short up today.
Any Tim tries? Did you try anything new?
Uh-uh.
Nah.
Nope. Been grinding the Dragon Ball, doing other things. Reading.
Dude, I need you to hop back into Dragon Ball. You're on a good streak there for a bit. Like the show.
Mm. Yeah. I watched like 5 eps. It's time for reader mail.
Let's read it.
Let's read it. You can get your questions right on the show by writing into syncedappod@gmail.com or the reader mail submissions tab of the Discord. Just like your boy Spencer did. When you read a book, is it all in your voice or do you assign different voices to different characters? He got to think back to the last time he read a book.
Hold up. Let me read an excerpt of... Give me a book that has like...
Harry Potter.
Okay. Harry Potter...
Yeah, go with that.
Book. Excerpt? Is that how you... That's the word?
I don't assign... It's not my voice, and I don't assign a voice.
Okay, hold on. Let me read this.
He's locking in, folks. He's locking in. Okay, he's really locked.
I'm reading the NSFW version of Harry Potter. What the hell? Sorry.
What happened, bro?
It dropped cunt out of nowhere, and I was like, excuse me, what?
Bro got mentally... He got mentally fire. Blasted with softcore porn. Are you locking in on a different excerpt?
Okay, yes. Okay, I do change the voice in my head. I do.
Here's where
I'm at. Especially when they write it in an accent. Like,
yeah. I don't assign my voice or change the voices, do none of that. I just read that shit. But if there's a movie I've watched and I'm reading the book of the movie, the voices of the characters will be in the voices of whoever's in the movie.
Maybe you're right. Because I was reading something like it was Hagrid talking.
Yeah.
And I immediately was...
Yo, what was it, Harry?
Don't worry, Harry. You'll mm-hmm. learn fast enough.
Yeah.
Like, there was a voice in my head.
So no, that's where...
Something I'd never read? I don't know.
That's where I'm at.
Peculiar.
Yeah. Fielding writes in. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. No, go ahead.
Do you guys have water bottles, like ones you carry around with you? If so, what kind?
No. My job doesn't, like, no. It doesn't make sense for my job.
Yeah, me neither.
I feel like you should.
Well... I do in the hotter months, and I'll actually show you the water bottle I have.
I thought you had it, like, ready to go on Amazon.
No. Well, I'm not going to be able to find it
bold
because of this.
Bold choice just typing in water bottle on Amazon.
Here it is. So this bad boy right here. This thing. Uzio vacuum sealed, insulated stainless steel. I actually have, like, the 128-ounce one. Massive.
The big boy.
You could put fucking ice water in this, leave it outside in the hot sun, and it'll still be ice water in 3 days.
Hell yeah.
I swear to God. And so this is what I use while delivering mail. It's pretty clutch.
There's no point for me. I work in a restaurant and I can just get cups.
Oh yeah, I'm trying to look on the screen to see. I guess my zip code was shown in that. That was kind of goober.
No, you're cooked, bro. I know you live in Norman.
No.
You're so cooked, bro.
Anyway, that's all for that. Now it's time to do some rankings, bro. Is that the one you want to do?
Unless you got a better idea.
I don't. We could name 100 men.
I don't want to do that. Seems patriarchal. Seems patriotic.
It seems patriotic?
Bro, you ever stop and like observe what's happening with my hairline right here?
No. I think that's mostly you doing like, that.
Like it's getting almost straight line. Like I got these guys are fighting for their lives right here. And then
let's remove. Whoa. I'm gonna delete some of these tears here.
I'm not a fan of SS. Thank you.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I could change that.
SABC, garbage. All right.
Let's get it started. We're doing an alphabet tier list.
I feel like this is going to be hot take time.
You're probably right. So let's get it started. A, I feel like it's S tier. I feel like A is S tier. Come on, Mike. A.
Is A S tier?
And clutch.
I'll give it S tier, but it's on the lower side of S tier.
Alphabet starts with the motherfucking A.
I know. And it's there out of, like, respect, but not because it's got swagger, you know?
B's
A tier.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to say A tier.
B is a good letter. Like, it just
it's a great letter.
B.
Bitch. Bussies.
Bussies. B is a fun letter.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. C feels B tier. Feels B tier to me. Not horrible. C. Not great. Because you got CH. CH is clutch. Ch.
Yeah, I'm okay with B tier.
Okay. D, I think, goes right behind B.
I think it's A tier. I think you're right.
Yeah.
E? I don't know about E. Like, it's a valuable letter. Like, it has a lot of use.
Yeah, you're ending lots of words with it.
High value, but I don't like it.
Yeah, I think it's
I don't like C. the way it look.
I think it's right below C. Not C tier, but...
I think it's a B tier.
Yeah, it's just versatility. Yeah. F is a C tier letter.
It might be garbage.
Honestly, I was going to say that, but I didn't feel confident enough.
It might be... we can reevaluate that later.
Like, but like, I mean, off, you have cool words dome, like fuck, forego.
That's about it, bro.
Frolic.
But what's bro the F? Forego.
Well, you know, what can an F do that a PH can't? You know what I mean?
Yeah, no. A PH is just better, bro.
Exactly. G, I like the G. That's that G shit. Gorillas.
I think G is top of A.
Yeah, that's where I was. I like that's G, where I was
but I don't think it reaches S tier.
H. There, then, where, why, what. Nice little versatile letter, but silent most of the time.
I think it goes in B tier. I don't think it's a fun letter by itself, right? Because if you look at S and A tier, I feel like the letters we've gotten there are also fun by themselves.
You're right.
G, B, and D are all just fun letters.
Yeah.
S tier.
Yeah, I agree.
I feel like there's no discussion there.
J is a C tier for me.
Yeah, I think so too. Like, you're trying too hard to look like I and being completely different in utility.
Yeah.
Crazy.
K, I don't like K either, bro. What we got K? We have C. We don't need K. K, I feel like is also
C
tier.
I like K. K got some swagger to it. I think it's B tier. I think it's low B.
I mean, yeah, because I guess he got like knife and knight. But then again, what's the K doing there? You know what I mean?
Nah, but the K's got power.
L? Feels like an S tier letter. In modern era, because you could just type an L and it's funny.
I don't know if it belongs up there with A and I.
I don't think so either, but I think it's at least A tier for that reason.
I'll give you A tier.
All right.
I'm biased here.
M's pretty good.
I like M.
So do I. It's a great letter.
And capital M is swaggy.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of M, but I'm biased. I feel like my opinion should be removed from this one and it's in your hands.
My personal, I could be biased because of the alphabet itself, the song. Mm-hmm. MNOP, all S.
LMNOP is pretty good.
I don't know. That's what I'm feeling.
M is S tier for me.
Sure.
So.
In. Nighttime. Other words. Like nappy hair. Like, and have a nice day. Like niche.
Keep going.
I ran out of. I can't think of any other N words. I can't think.
A tier.
Yeah.
Let's get out of here.
All right. O.
O.
Yeah. I like O.
It's a great up there.
I think it's S, bro. O belongs in the S tier, in my opinion.
Yeah, but I feel like we're hitting
O.
A,
O is awesome, and then double O, come on.
We're finding ourselves stumbling into the vowel fallacy.
The vowel fallacy coined by you?
Yeah, but, where you just think vowels are better.
But E, but look where E's not at. E was in B tier. Dude, O's in S tier, bro. Wait, stop tripping.
Okay, fine. P?
It's
at least A.
Penis? Paparazzi?
Popcorn.
Popcorn. You're
portable.
Right. Portable. That's excellent. A tier.
Poo-poo.
Q? Man, Q's trying too hard.
I think Q, everybody thinks Q's a little quirky.
Yeah, garbage.
But nah, I'm not really messing with Q.
R? I like R, bro.
That might be S tier.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. R is great.
S, also S tier.
No, you are correct.
And then T, also S tier.
I agree.
Like, RST is just too good.
Yeah, no, those are...
One of the craziest... big three in the world.
Yeah, no.
Is RST.
Iconic letters right there. Mm-hmm. U. Again, I don't think it's quite S tier, but I do think it's A tier.
It might be A tier. All right, V.
I'm a fan of V.
I don't like V.
You don't like V?
I think it's C tier, bro.
I wanted to put it in A. We'll put it in B. But yeah, I like A-tier V. I like
the V. That's crazy. Now, I do like W. Honestly.
Might be S.
W is the best letter. Because it's two letters. Of another letter. Yeah. It's literally pronounced W.
Yeah, like you just stacked it.
But it looks like two V's. So.
You're right. Which is an interesting... But you know that's just fonts. That's just fonts.
It don't care. Yeah, it's like, whatever, bro.
X.
Like when it comes down to it, X is not versatile.
No, not at all. I think it belongs with J.
It's swaggy, but it's not versatile.
I think it goes with J and C tier, bro.
I think you might be right.
Okay. Y.
I'm not big on Y
either. I'm feeling real mid with Y.
I am too. Like, I got nothing bad to say, but I don't got nothing good to say about Y either.
Z, I think, is garbage.
You think garbage? I think it goes with X.
That's fine.
Like, I feel...
We're a little top-loaded here, but...
Is there anything that needs to be knocked down a peg?
I don't think so. I like where all these letters are.
This feels good.
So in S tier, we have Waymorst. And A-tier,
I was gonna say, what's the most S tier word we could make?
Oh, with our letters in S tier?
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm thinking like.
You can do storm.
Yeah, true.
Storm's a pretty S tier word. That is a good word. You got waste, but I can't think of any six letter words here.
I'm trying to think here. If U was up here, you'd do atrium.
Oh, atrium would go hard, but
no U.
No, I feel like it's got to stay in A tier though.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Storms are S tier word. What's our A tier word? Lung? Is it just lung? You only got one vowel up in there, so.
Yeah, feels like that. Boom.
Long, yeah.
Just check without the C.
Check.
Not a Chevy.
Or what about Chevy? Yeah, Chevy. And then the C and garbage, we got nothing.
Yeah, no, so. out of the works there. Anyway, there you go. That's the S tier letters in the alphabet. S T O R M W I A. A tier L U N G B D P. B tier C H E V Y K. C tier, G, X, and Z, and then garbage tier, F, and Q.
It's a good list.
I'm filling that list.
Can't wait to hear how people disagree.
100%. I already hear people bitching in the living room right now.
W does not deserve S tier. Putting J in C tier.
No, F is trash. No, come on.
No, F tier is trash.
Bro, Cena's playing fucking Rainbow Six.
Honestly?
Honestly, it's kind of respect.
Is he good? Could he carry us? Is what I'm asking.
Bro, you know Cena can't carry us with his old ass.
Oh my god.
Should I download it? Should we download it?
I'll do it.
I'll download it.
I'll download the finals or that one you pick.
Fuck. Why does it gotta be either or?
I'm trying to figure out which one you actually want to play.
I'd like to play the finals more, but if we can get a full team on Rainbow Six, it would go hard. Like me, you, Cena, Chance.
Dude, if we had a full Rainbow Six,
maybe Andrew likes Rainbow Six. I don't know. I'm sure we could find a fifth.
Cena says he's played the most out of any game on his Xbox. Rainbow Six Siege is his most played game.
You're telling me it's not? What's it? Back for Blood?
Nope. It's Siege.
That's crazy.
Okay, yeah, I'll download it.
All right.
That's it for the pod, though. That's it for the pod. A little bit of a shorter one this week. That's it for the pod. That's all right. Thank you guys for watching or listening to this episode of the Synced Up Podcast. I've been one of your hosts, Timothy DeRoe, and, of course, that's been Mike. We'll see you guys next week. Hopefully, we got more going on. But we'll see. Why'd it get all weird over there?
I retreated into the darkness.
Anyway, we'll catch you guys on the flip. Peace.